Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jennifer from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yep.
Thank you so much. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your country elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you so much. Well, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17 years old
workers. I'm against it.
Okay, thank you so much. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? Hello?
I'm not sure I caught all that. Are you talking about criminals or victims?
Let me repeat it back. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yeah, they should be able to conceal their names if they prefer to. Yes.
Okay. In that case, will you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Well, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly forces to conceal their names? Will you support or oppose?
Police officers' names should be revealed.
Okay, in that case, and you will strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat
strongly.
Oppose? Strongly support.
Police should not have the right to keep their names concealed. They work for the public and are supposed to protect us.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax of burning in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, low?
Florida doesn't have an income tax.
Okay. In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida expend tax revenue in a relative efficient manner or expend tax revenue in a relative wasteful manner?
Very wasteful.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose the state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services and an additional tool that establishes a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
I'm not sure about that. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually. Putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need of expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? In this case, will you support or oppose?
I don't want to answer that one.
Okay, not a problem. Well, the next one is that telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners?
I don't want to answer anything to do with veterinarians. I really don't think people should have pets unless they can afford them and take care of them. And if they can't, they shouldn't get them. And when I was young, nobody went to the vet anyway.
Okay, I understand. I
don't want to answer those.
Okay.
I'm more concerned, much more concerned with children than animals.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. No worries. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
To print what?
Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Do you think that they should, that they should not?
Public notices? I thought they already did.
Uh-huh, correct. In regards to public notices, do you think that they should or that they should not publish those?
Well, that's why I read the paper.
Okay, in that case, you think that they should?
Yeah.
Okay. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be likely? Okay.
No.
Very unlikely.
Right.
Okay. A recent study found that Florida's vacations rental industry generates over $31 billion in the state of economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Do you think that they are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
To me, they're not important. We have too many homeless people. They need the housing. I'm not concerned with the tourists.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I don't like Airbnbs. I don't know why people have to do that.
Okay, so you think that it should not?
Is there an end coming up here?
I'm sorry?
Is there an end to this?
Yes. It is just a service that we are about.
You're getting into some areas that I really don't give much thought to.
Okay.
Or put on my priority list.
Okay. Let me write that down then in that case. Now the next one, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacational rental?
See, I don't care. I have no interest in that.
Okay, do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
I'm not interested in vacation rentals.
Okay, the next one, do you know how to swim?
Yep.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life
skill? Should definitely learn to swim. They need to know how.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
I think they're totally on the wrong track.
Oh. Okay. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wage and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
Yes. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school's curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one is public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math. The second one is that public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and socially into learning.
The second one.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Yep.
Thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend even faced housing insecurity or a struggle to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yep.
Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by businesses owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I think that's probably true, yeah. Or transportation. People can't get to these jobs.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel that the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce in housing?
I didn't get that.
Sure. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively
Of course they have a they have a responsibility.
Okay. Do you believe that Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive actions at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustment on reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
I don't even know what you're saying now. That was a very long sentence and I lost you.
Okay, let me repeat it. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should
not... No, don't do it again. I don't want to answer that one.
Okay, not a problem.
Too long.
If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocates for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your voting decision?
Hon, I think I've had enough of this.
Well, we almost finished with it. It's not that long.
You told me that a couple of times now.
We're actually really almost done, so I'm not sure if you would like me to repeat this one or if you would like just to keep it that way and go to the next one.
Go to the next one.
Okay. Okay, finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution title requirement to expand Medicaid eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes, 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 they should.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
73.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or older?
I'm an old white woman.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
Nope.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Nope.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you so much. And that was the last one. I really appreciate your help and time helping us with the survey.
Okay.
Okay. And just again, the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye.